He taught us to love. Russ was a lovable kid with a myriad of communication challenges, a speech impediment, dyslexia, auditory and large motor problems. But today he is walking confidently, standing tall to make an acceptance speech for having been chosen one of the outstanding young citizens in Ocean County, New Jersey, because of his phenomenal volunteer service in the town of Palms River. As I listened, I closed my eyes. I found myself recalling the memorable moments. My mind was a blur of warm images of Russ as a loving, caring youth, a gentle soul, accepting his challenges. Now, as he stood at the lectern, I knew his heart must be racing. As Russ continued his speech, I thought about the fateful day he was diagnosed with all those impairments and how proud his tutors would be if they could see him today. Here he was at 29, being honored for 10 years of service as a volunteer fireman. Russ was responsible for organizing clothing for the homeless, teaching preschool children about fire safety, and for playing Santa Claus for terminally ill children by driving up in a fire truck. At the end of his speech, Russ thanked his parents for giving him a good life, for instilling him with self-esteem, and for teaching him about morals and integrity. Then, pausing for a few seconds, he looked intently at his audience. He took us by surprise by touching lovingly on the loss of his nephew, Austin Lee Hannon. Austin was just 3 years old when he died from a rare and incurable disease. At that moment, I had to close my eyes again before I unleashed a different set of tears. A hush fell over the room as Russ dedicated his volunteer award to Austin's memory. He concluded his speech by lifting the audience up with the compassionate warmth of these words, "Austin taught me how to love." What made the occasion even more special was the fact that Russ, who never made it as the star of the football team, and who had never been voted most likely to succeed, had risen to be a true star in his community. Russ became a man of strong character by his unselfish dedication and service to others. Labeled perceptually impaired, Russ now sees and acts clearly with his heart. His words and deeds inspire everyone who knows him. It is Russ, our son, who has taught us how to love.